This story happened when I was about 15, so many, many years ago. Now, during the summer, I'd been doing quite a lot of house sitting. That was for my grandfather's property that he owned out in the middle of nowhere, truly in the backwoods. He literally had neighbors nowhere to be found, and I found that quite interesting. Eventually, he had to move out of there because it was too isolated and living on his own, anything could have happened to him and he would have been miles away from help. I think it would have been quite hard to describe where his property was to anyone that needed to go there in case of emergencies, but I still have fond memories of being there. The property wasn't too big, but it was just enough, and the scenery was beautiful. Now, where he lived, it actually had a really nice small lake next to it, and the water was always clear. The trees here were very big too, and very green during the summer, and I guess it was just a beautiful place to go generally. It could get extremely cold in the winter, but we wouldn't go there often during that time. Now, on one particular day, my mum and dad were gonna take my grandfather out to have a nice meal and whatnot, and they would be gone for most of the day. That meant that I had to do some house sitting. I got some money out of it and I didn't mind, and I was just up for being out there on my own. I was getting to the age where I started to not enjoy living with my parents because I didn't want to be nagged all the time and constantly made to do different things. So I found the whole thing very nice. The main job I had was just to enjoy myself, and that's what I did. I arrived to the property and say my goodbyes to my grandfather and my mum and dad, and I watched the car slowly peel off with a slight dirt trail behind it. They tell me not to go outside very much because it could be dangerous, and I agree, but of course I didn't listen. So I head out and immediately I decide to go over to the lake. It was a really nice area that you could sit at, and you could even try some fishing, but I'd literally never caught anything, so I wasn't up for that today. I just took my shoes and socks off and let my feet dip into the water and would just twirl them around and relax. At this time of the year, the water wasn't actually that cold too, so it was another thing that I really liked. Now, I did this for a while and just took in all of the scenery. There was some cloud cover, but it wasn't enough that you couldn't get some sunlight on your skin that made you feel all nice and warm. So I was pretty content here. I stayed here for probably about a good hour or so before it started to look like it was gonna rain, and I decided that I should head back. Now, I head back, and while walking, there's some light rainfall which makes me increase my pace, but while walking, I can't get over how beautiful the place is. I didn't feel like I was trapped here. I kind of felt free and very privileged to be able to see everything like this. Now, I'm not too much further from home and decide to stop. For whatever reason, I just had the feeling that I needed to be out for longer. So I head back the way I come, and luckily the clouds go and it's much more sunny now. I'm walking on this little path that's mostly usable, but there's some large rocks that I have to watch out for. There's one tree that's fallen off ahead of me, but it doesn't bother me, and I continue walking. I remembered thinking that I really wish I had my brother here or someone that could enjoy it and appreciate it like I did, but he was usually too busy with his girlfriend and he would quite often go off to do his own thing. I learned later that he actually wanted to do more with me, but I didn't learn that at the time. So I was just here to enjoy it as much as I could. I was also learning to enjoy being on my own and not always need the company of others, but I did kind of miss it. I'd gone quite a long way. It was so much so that I actually become hungry again. And eventually, I decide that I should loop back and just cut this to an end. Now I make my way back inside, and what do you know? I could not have timed it better. As soon as I get in and close the door behind me, I can now hear that it started to rain, and it was kind of nice because it made the whole experience very settling. Now, when I get inside, I do notice something odd. One of Grandma's dolls has been left out on the chair. I realise that my grandpa must have done this because it looks quite funny, but it's one that I hadn't realised was there before. It looks quite old and a little bit creepy, but I decide just to leave it there. I can put it away later, and I don't want to get in trouble for doing so right now. Now, I was pretty bored for the first couple of hours and actually drifted off asleep before waking up again. Now, while waking up, I realise that somebody's at the door. They haven't rang the doorbell or anything, but I can just see that somebody's standing there. They look pretty small and I realise that it's probably a kid there, and I slowly make my way up. I then open the door thinking that it's one of my siblings that my parents have dropped here, and that maybe they've got to see me too, forgetting that I'd fell asleep for a while. I then realise that it's not a person. It's a doll. It's just standing propped up. I realise that it's on a stick and it's got some rocks keeping it in place, but it's just there like it's about to enter. I think this is extremely odd and take a step outside. I look around and can't see anybody, and quickly do a jog around the perimeter. That's when I realise it. There's about 10 doll heads all scattered around the outside of the property, and it gives me chills. I start worrying that my grandpa has something wrong with him that we haven't noticed, and I think, God, the isolation's probably really got to him, and maybe these are his friends, or he thinks they are, but that doesn't explain how the doll got there. I think maybe there's a rational explanation for this, so I just move it to the side with the other doll heads and go back inside. Now, I genuinely completely forgot about them being there, and don't ask me how, because in retrospect, this kind of creeps me out. But I just relax for a while and read a book and get lost in it, until I get a call off my parents saying that they're gonna have to come over the next day, and how am I doing? I say that's fine, and they say there's some really bad traffic, so Grandpa's just gonna stay with them. And again, I've got no issues with this. Now, I eventually go about my evening and go to bed, and wake up the next morning. I really slept for a long time, because I wake up and my parents are pulling up on the driveway and I run over and say hello, all excitedly. I ask how their day was and they say it was pretty nice, just took them hours to get back home. And that's when my dad says, "What's that?" and spots it. I say, "I don't know. I didn't know Grandpa had this," and my grandpa gets out and is equally as confused, saying that he doesn't have any, and that's not Grandma's. I then say, come, look, I thought it was really weird yesterday. I thought you did this, Grandpa, and originally I thought he was lying, but now, there's about 16 doll heads all around outside, randomly scattered throughout the property, and my grandpa looks a little bit confused and somewhat angry. At first, he thought I'd scattered grandmas around trying to scare them, but I say no I haven't, and I quickly go inside and realise that all of my grandma's three dolls are still there. That's when we realise something's really strange. Why are their doll heads here, and how long have they been there for? My grandpa says that he's certain that he didn't see them the other day when he was doing some yard work, so that poses a question. Who put them there and why? We search around the property and actually go quite far. I ended up going off closer to the lake again, trying to look for anything. Another doll or a person, but I can't find anyone. I eventually head back and my mum starts really panicking. I then explain that one of them was on the chair, and that's enough. My mum quickly gets all my stuff and my grandpa's stuff too that he needs, and she says that he's going to stay with us for a while. We quickly search around inside the property and can't see anything, and we lock up everything, and I watch the house slowly disappear in the distance. Now, it took another good 3 or 4 months before eventually my grandpa went back there, and that was without incident. My dad had collected all of the doll heads into a trash bag and disposed of them. Turns out, we never got to the bottom of what actually happened that day, and sometimes I still have nightmares about seeing those doll heads. Now, I've always been interested in the paranormal and unexplained ever since I was a young kid, after having what I now believe to be an experience with a black-eyed kid, but that's a story for another day. This one takes place when I was about 15 or so in the middle of Tennessee. Back then, I was going through my edgy phase, as we all do, and I thought it would be cool to go into the woods alone to blow off some steam, and why not? I spent a lot of time with my grandma, as my dad worked 6 days a week, and I didn't feel comfortable being left alone at home since it was kind of a sketchy meth head town, whereas my grandma lived in a relatively nicer area. She owns a good few acres of land, and if you go far enough into the woods, there's this really beautiful waterfall that leads to an underground spring. So one day, I was going back there trekking the land I knew like the back of my hand at that point, enjoying the peacefulness and wilderness and everything it has to offer. After going uphill for a bit, it starts downhill and there's this clearing that takes you straight to the waterfall. Watching my feet as I walk, always cautious as to not step on a copperhead, I came down the hill into a clearing. Right at the bottom of the hill, I see something. It's unusual and catches my eye. It took me a second to realize what I was staring at, but it was the skeleton of a deer, like freshly killed. Now normally I wouldn't think too much of this, but something felt off. There was no rotten skin or signs of flesh anywhere. These bones still had flesh and blood on them, but no signs of skin or anything. My young teenage mind tried to process this, and I couldn't think of any predator in that area that could have just stripped a deer like this. The other thing is, no hunter would really be able to do this. Now, this is not an area where hunters are known to hunt to, or really supposed to be. The moment I realize this, a very strong sense of doom washes over me, and it's almost an impending one, and my fight or flight kicked in. It felt like the trees and everything around me was shaking, like something was moving fast towards me, so I took off and ran as fast as I can, not even looking behind me, because I can sense I'm being chased. I hear the twigs and sticks breaking under the weight of something behind me. It sounds heavy too. I don't think I ever ran so quick in my life. Once I'm out of the woods, I make it back to roughly where my grandma's is, and get into the backyard, and suddenly a feeling of safety washes over me. I don't know what was in those woods that day, but needless to say, I didn't hike back there or go back there on my own ever again. In the late 90s, when I was about 12 years old, I went to a summer camp at Robbers Cave in Oklahoma. Our cabin was filled with bunk beds in big open space, so I had a top bunk. One of the nights I was there, I woke up suddenly in the middle of the night to a sound outside of my window. My head lay opposite from the window, so when I sat up, I was staring directly outside into the woods. Through the grass, I see a glowing green object in the shape of a person. I couldn't see a face, but I could feel it staring at me. The ordeal lasted for what felt like a minute of us staring at each other. I remembered I began feeling sick to my stomach, and the next thing I remember was waking up the following day. I've tried as rationally as I can to figure out what it was, or think maybe it was a dream, but it really felt different to me and was too vivid. The experience was so jarring that I've had recurring dreams about seeing this thing ever since, but for whatever reason, none of them feel like that first one that I had. Now, I grew up on a ranch. My dad owned a small single wide trailer. We were neighbors with my Tia and Tio. They were around 100 yards to the left of us. The back of our trailer was placed really close to thick woods, So, I didn't really have a backyard. We were kind of plopped right in the middle with the woods, but our driveway was connected to the main dirt road, if that makes sense. Well, I always felt creeped out about the backyard area and our back door. Like I said, we didn't have a backyard. It was a heavy, uncleared wooded area. We never used the back door. It was always locked with one of those chain locks on the inside. I was a very active kid. I couldn't ever sit inside and chill. I always had to be outside exploring. Usually, my cousins and I would explore the ranch, build forts, and ride four-wheelers, but there were times that I would go exploring alone. I remembered there was one time I was looking around the trailer alone trying to find a good spot to build a fort. I was around 8 years old at the time. I went to the end of the trailer to explore. This area had a large area of cleared brush, but behind me was the backwood area. Now I can remember walking around focusing on finding a good fort spot when suddenly I feel really uneasy. My attention immediately went to the backwood area. It felt like someone was staring at me. The feeling was so intense. I booked it to the back of my house. I don't remember any other details about that experience other than feeling like somebody was there staring at me. There was another time where I came home from my cousin's house to get some clothes since I was staying the night with her. So it's around 9 p.m. My cousin's driveway connects to the main dirt road in the same area as my driveway. Anyway, when I open the front door and walk into the trailer, I noticed the back door was completely open again. I was staying at my cousin's house, and my dad was down the road at a local bar. There was no one at the trailer for hours. My dad never opened the back door ever for any reason. I immediately felt very spooked and hightailed it back to my cousin's house without getting the clothes I initially went there to pick up. There's many other weird things that my cousins and I have experienced on the ranch, but this experience is by far the most alarming for us. It was during the summer of 07. We were at my cousin's house. My dad took us to Hollywood Video earlier that day to rent a movie. This was what he did to make up for being out late. Now, we ended up renting Texas Chainsaw Massacre and decided to watch it at about 1 a.m. We chose to rent this movie and watched it at a time because we love to get spooked. Well, after finishing the movie, it's about 2 a.m. and we still want a party, so we decide that we'll walk to my trailer and pick up the boombox and listen to our CDs we just burnt on a website. Remember, my cousin's driveway is connected to the main road parallel to where my driveway was. We get to walk in, and out of nowhere, we hear a chainsaw going off in the hill about 40 or 50 yards to the left of us. Way too close for comfort. Again, this is 2 a.m. in the middle of nowhere. All of the land surrounding us is owned by a close family. None of them would ever opt to clear slash operate a chainsaw at 2 a.m. in the pitch black. We actually have to use a flashlight to see the dirt road in front of us. That's how dark it was. When we heard the chainsaw, we all paused and looked at each other super confused. Once we processed what we're hearing, we run as fast as we can to my trailer, only because at that point it was closer than my cousin's house. Unfortunately, my dad wasn't home. He was out doing whatever he was doing, so we couldn't tell him about what we just heard or ask for a ride back to the cousins. We ended up grabbing my loaded .22 and walking back with it in hand. Luckily, we didn't hear the chainsaw again. Now, to this day, my cousins and I are perplexed over this experience. There's no logical explanation to this chainsaw that we heard at 2 a.m. In a weird way, it almost sounded like a very loud recording of a chainsaw, rather than an actual chainsaw. Again, none of my family would wake up at 2 a.m. and start clearing or doing anything, so it's weird. Or why would they play the sound of one for no reason? And I feel especially weirded out because we'd just watched the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Even though we were trying to get spooked, we didn't want it to be in this way. None of us were expecting what we heard. We all heard it clear as day at the same time. My cousins and I told our family about this experience on a few occasions. My family's response is always weird. My dad got short with us and said, "Well, you shouldn't have been out at that time." Now, I don't really know what to think of it. Now, my father grew up in rural Idaho in the 70s and 80s and the ranch is surrounded by about 1,000 acres where he has no neighbors. Now one night, my grandparents left my father and his foster brother home alone while they attended an event in a larger city. Usually this is fine. The house is miles away from the road, so visitors were always expected and known in advance. It wasn't the sort of place that strangers happen upon. My dad was walking down the hall and happened to pass the back door, which has a large window directly next to it. He was horrified to see a man's face pressed against it and staring at him. He didn't recognize the man. Then he and the man actually stare at each other. Now, eventually the man moved away. My dad screams for his brother, and the both of them ran upstairs to the front door. The front door is large and a sliding glass door that overlooks the driveway. In the driveway was an unfamiliar car with headlights on parked. Feeling trapped, they decide to call the closest neighbor they can think of. The neighbor agreed to come and check out the place and they sat and watched the car park. And though they never saw anybody getting in or out of one, they watched the car that's there slowly drive and go away. Now, there are two bumpy dirt lanes that lead in and out of our ranch, one running north and the other south. They're both about a mile long. The neighbor that had seen the car had arrived from the south only a few minutes after the car pulled away, and the grandparents actually arrived from the north about the same time. Neither had passed the same car, or even seen a man walking around. In the years since, almost all my family has seen the car driving around the ranch, and few people have ever seen the man press his face against a window. Now, we have no idea who he is, though. I grew up in a property that was really out of the way. It was literally like an hour drive just to find your next neighbor, and that had some advantages as well as some downsides. The problem was that if you didn't have a car, you're kind of stranded. And normally, my parents would always have a babysitter whenever I was out. But at the time of this story, I was grown enough and trusted that yes, I could be in the property on my own if they needed to go out and do things. And I was a teenager, so I was more rebellious then. My father owned a rifle and I knew exactly where it was and how to open it with the key, so I always felt safe. Don't worry, I was trained by him and I knew all of the safety stuff, and I always thought of that if ever I went near that thing. Now on one particular day, my parents were going out for the evening. This was before cell phones, so I couldn't have called them if I needed to too directly, but I knew that they had a landline that I could answer to, and I wasn't too worried really. They said that they're going to call around 10 at night just to check up on me before coming home at around 11. So I say goodbye, and I'm really happy here. It was kind of like one of those nostalgic summer days you remember when you're a kid, when you feel like you have all the time in the world to be at home and just do what you want, so I decided to go for a quick wander through the woods. I felt very happy, and I really enjoyed the fact that my parents were, yes, finally letting me do things as I wanted. It wasn't always as quick as I might have liked, but I didn't have a problem with it. I had some cool drinks with me as well that I'd bought from the store the other day with my dad. My dad said that I could treat myself and could also order pizza, so I was really happy. I had about $20 or so saved up and I was looking forward to using it. Before my dad left, he told me that I could use his own money, so it made it even better. I ended up going through the woods for a while and I didn't see anyone. I never did really. I wasn't even on a proper path, I just knew the area well, so enjoyed wandering around here. There was one kind of gate that you had to go through, which is owned by farmers, but there weren't any there at the time. I make my way down to the area that I like to sit at, which is near some abandoned railway tracks. Long ago, the trains come here, and long ago were any other people. So that's why I'm a bit confused. As I'm laying down, I'm sure I can see something white just further up ahead. I didn't know what I was seeing. It kind of looked like when you see spots in your eyes and they glow too brightly, because I only saw it for a second but it disappeared. I thought that was pretty odd and actually ended up standing up and kind of covering my eyes to see as much as I can. You know how if you kind of make like binoculars with your hands, you can focus a bit? I was doing that, but it didn't seem to make much of a difference because I couldn't see anything. I presume that yes, I'm not seeing anything and decide that I should just head back now. It was a given that I was footing on a front, but I was feeling a lot less confident than when I walked in here. Not to worry, I just played some of my favourite songs and headed out. Jump over the gate and head back to home. Now I eventually get back in, and I feel pretty happy and content. I go to raid the fridge of some of the cool drinks that I had, and I have them all in one. I realize, oh, this is a bad decision because I wanted to save some to have with the pizza, so I just put the TV on to distract myself. Now I had it on pretty loudly, and that's when I don't notice it at first. There's some kind of knocking coming. I quickly get up and go towards the door. I think maybe my parents have come home early, so I open it and say, "Hey, Dad," kind of annoyed, but I realize no one's around. I can just hear the sounds of the TV in the background, so I just think that maybe it was on the TV and close the door. I head back inside and turn down the TV a little bit and order the pizza. They inform me that there's problems with the line and that they can't understand what I'm saying to make the order, and I keep saying, "No, please. I just need one large chicken pizza," again and again until eventually they hang up on me. Annoyed, I hang up my phone too, actually slamming it down. Really irritated because I can make my own food, but who wants to do that? I think there's better things that I can be doing with my time, so I go back to watching TV. Still irritated with the pizza place, I put it on a little louder than before. Now I get lost in the show that I'm watching and kind of half fall asleep. I'm awoken again by knocking again, and I'm convinced that it's my parents are home. I quickly get up and peer around the window, but I can't see anyone or anything. Again, this is pretty bizarre, but I try not to get too bothered by it and just look at the time quickly, thinking maybe my parents have gone round to close the window or something. That's when I realize that it's only been about 10 minutes and it's way too early for my parents to be back. I'm pretty tired now, but kind of orientate myself again and decide to turn off the TV. I decide that I'm gonna do some reading of some of my comic books now because I've got all of the things at my disposal that I wanna do. So I go and grab one, this time moving over to the kitchen. I start reading through them, and I have a feeling that there's something on the back of my neck. I keep trying to reach for it, but I can't seem to figure out what it is. At first, I thought maybe it was like a spider's web that had fell onto me, or something like a hair, but I realize there's nothing there. And I also feel much more warm than earlier. Again, this is a pretty bizarre one, and I can't really figure out what it is, and I just kind of hope that my mum and dad come back quicker. I go to the phone to try and make a phone call to my parents asking how long they're gonna be. So I pick up the phone and I realize that the line is down. I can just hear a constant buzzing sound. I actually disconnect and reconnect it and keep on picking it up and down, but it doesn't make a difference. The line is absolutely funked. I think, God, this can't get any worse. To be honest, I was gonna reattempt to buy pizza afterwards too, so I was getting annoyed. I decide instead that I should go and make a sandwich now. I make it back to the kitchen and make myself a sandwich. I go back to watch some more TV, and you're probably getting tired of hearing this now, but it was one of my absolute favourite things to do. I'd love to say it was a big learning experience, but it wasn't. But hey, I was young, so it was a thing to do. Now, while watching TV this time, I notice there's something, and it doesn't bother me at all at first. Don't ask me why, but I was probably too engrossed in what I was watching. I realise that there's a figure on the patio which doesn't look right. I can kind of just see it out of my eye until I turn around and we lock eyes. I'm now staring face to face with someone who is freakishly tall, dressed in a clown costume, holding a knife. I don't know what to do, and we're froze locking eyes for what feels like a good 20 seconds or so, but it was probably only about 2 or 3. I realise that I've dropped my sandwich as I was eating, and my limbs have all went limp. I go to scream, but nothing comes out of my mouth. For a second I considered that it was my parents, and maybe they thought it was funny, but I realised it's not possible. This person is much taller than my dad. Now, to describe this person, they look like they're in their 50s or 60s, caked in clown makeup, wearing a typical clown uniform, mostly dressed in yellow. I go to scream again, and nothing comes out, when the clown slowly raises his hand up and starts waving back and forth to me. The clown then gestures to be quiet as it slowly walks round to the other side of the house out of sight, still clutching what I think is a knife. Now, I did scream finally, and I actually scared myself with the tone of it. Almost on instinct, I rush over to where the gun is stored. I go to grab the key, and I can't find it. I punched the side and actually hurt my hand, but somehow this opened it. I thank God under my breath and I quickly grab the rifle. My hands are shaking so much that I can't actually load it properly, and I ended up cutting my hand, which I'd already injured hitting this thing open, trying to put some ammo in. But that doesn't matter, I have lots of adrenaline now. I don't know where this clown is, and for some reason I decide the best thing I can do is open the window and start letting some shots off. Now, I could have very easily killed someone because I wasn't aiming, but I wasn't really thinking of that. I mean, God, I could have even hit my parents, but it's not worth thinking of. And I let out 4 shots outside the window. Now, this must have been enough to scare whoever that person is, because I go lurching window to window with my rifle in hand like some kind of Spec Ops soldier, and I don't see anyone. Now, I try again to call the police, call anyone, but the phone line's still down. I realise that all I can do now is just wait it out, and I quickly arm myself with all the ammo there is and go to the bathroom, locking the door. From here, I have a point of view where I can see if my parents have come home or not. I just cock one in the chamber and wait there patiently. Now, my God, I thought it was about 6 hours, but it was probably only about 2, before I eventually see some lights coming up the drive and I realise that it's my parents. I scream, "Mum, Dad, come." My dad quickly sprints out of the car and my mum's just behind them, and I rush to open the door of the bathroom and sprint down. I bolt there and my dad says, "Jesus, why have you got that?" and takes the gun off me, quickly putting a safety on. I then explain that somebody's here, and my dad looks furious, flicks off the safety, and goes room to room searching. He searches the entire house and even around the perimeter, when he realises that somebody's cut the phone line. My mum is very scared and all of us get into the car, only once my dad is certain that no one's here. My dad's asking me to describe the person, and a look of absolute terror comes across him when I describe this person was wearing a clown outfit. I guess he had seen that killer from back in the day, and maybe he thought it was someone inspired by them. I don't know, but Eventually, my dad gets over to the police station, screaming the whole time that he's gonna kill this person, he's gonna kill them. Eventually, my dad puts the rifle down into the car because obviously he doesn't want to go into the police station like that. And we end up saying exactly what's happened. My mum's very shaken and we actually have to stay in a motel room for a number of months afterwards. My parents are not able to sell the property, but my mum also got a gun and I got my very own one after this. We were also never allowed to stay in there individually unless it was my dad on his own, but he never did that. We never found out who this is or what their intentions were, but unfortunately there wasn't enough forensics from where the line was cut. It's one experience that stayed with me and I think I'm never going to be able to lose it from my mind. I'm just incredibly grateful that I didn't freeze up and God knows what would have happened to me if that had happened.